Gentlemen, I saw an interesting, before we proceed with our halachas, I saw something interesting, an interesting true story that happened. It must be a number of years ago, but I just read it now. So the story goes like this, that it's an ethical question a bit. I don't know what you think. There was a gentleman that came collecting from Eretz Yisrael. He came to England. And he was trying to collect funds for himself, for his kollel, whatever it may have been. And he went collecting. He went to Goldescreen. He went to a wealthy individual in Goldescreen, whose name I do not know, but it doesn't make up a difference because he went. And this balabos, a philanthropist, was there to say for himself, was a shtickle tamet chochem. And he said he greeted him in, he gave him a very respectful welcome. And he told him, listen, it won't affect what I'm giving you. You know, I'm going to give you a nice nesina anyway. But I'm just in the middle of a difficult sugya. I'm learning chulin's difficult sugya. And I'm struggling over here with Rashi and Tosfos Mahalach. You know, do you mind to spend a few minutes and just explain to me the sugya? And he says, listen, I'm not learning this now. I said, don't worry, you know, let's try to figure it out together. And since this balabos was a Talmud Chacham in his own right, it only took a few minutes, and this Mishulach got completely muddled up, and he didn't have clarity, and he said, I'm really sorry, I really can't help you with this. It's a complicated sugya, I haven't learned it, and I can't relate. He said, no worries, and he gave him a nice, generous check anyway, and here it is, and he gave him, and that was that. That was the end of the story. As he goes down, he goes to Davar Ma'ariv, and lo and behold, this Mishulach who comes from Eretz Yisrael, he meets another person who he knows from Eretz Yisrael as well. And he says, oh, Shalom Aleichem, nice to see you. He says, I'm sure you're going to go to this particular philanthropist to it? He says, sure I am. He says, listen, I've got a good answer for you. Before you go in, learn this sugya in Chulin Daf so-and-so. Learn it really, really well. He's got quite a few kashas. He's not clear with Rashi, Tosfos Mahalach. He's a Talmud Chochem in his own right. He knows what he's up. Just learn the sugya thoroughly. Look into the Mefarshim. Look into the poskim before you proceed. I'm telling you, it's probably worth it. He said, sure, thank you so much for the hint. And that's exactly what he did. So before he went to this philanthropist, this big nadan, he learned his sugya properly. And he learned it. And he was himself a Talmud Chochem, obviously. And he learned it thoroughly. And only once he had clarity in the sugya, he proceeded. He went to this balabos in Goldescreen, this rich, and he went and he knocked on the door and he was welcome. And he says, oh, do you know? And as expected, he said, you know, I'm happy to give you anyway, but this, I'm in the middle of a sugya. I'm really confused. Do you mind to... Can you help me with this? He says, sure, what sugya is it? He says, ah, cholin daf, so and so. Sure, no problem, what's the problem? And he answers all the questions, and he sheds clarity in the sugya, right, left, and center, Rashi's malach, Tosfos malach, the poskim, the farshim, everything here. And this is while the boss is blown. I said, finally, I've really met a genuine Talmud Chacham. Oh, from Eretz Yisrael, mamash a prophet. And he gave him, instead of the regular, you know, thousands, he doubled it, and he gave it a very, very nice nesina, and that was it. And he was very grateful. He said, that's really proper Talmud Chochma Eretz Yisrael. I'm really pleased to be able to honor that and be machzik Torah in such a way. Give him a very, very generous nesina. He walked out very happy, very excited about the shtick that worked out. But it didn't take very long until he felt a bit guilty. He felt this is perhaps morally not the right thing to do. So he called up Dan Dunner. And he told him the dilemma. He says, you know, Dan Dunah in Stanford, he says, listen, you know me, and that's the story. And I'm a bit stuck. Dan Dunah says, I can't paskin for you. I can't tell you because I can see really both sides of the story. But I'm going to ask Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So he called up Yitzchik Zilberstein, who in turn asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, what? Return the money? No? What? Split it with the other one. Oh, I see. No, he didn't say that.
It's
going to hit the Shochet. Yeah, like above this, yeah. You said it's, yeah. So it's very interesting. So, what? It's not Shochet in a period, but I can see that there's morally something a bit. Knevus Das. Yeah, perhaps if Knevus Das. So, Chaim Kanievsky said, no, it's fine, you can keep it. That's Siat Nishmaya. You were very, very, yeah, Siat Nishmaya, because Baruch wanted you to be more matzliach in your enterprise, you had Siat Nishmaya, that's it, as simple as that. And there's morally nothing, and ethically nothing wrong with it. That's what Chaim Kanievsky... Pardon? Yeah, that's what he said. That's exactly what Chaim Kanievsky understood. I thought it's an interesting story, there's something to think about. Yeah, that's probably a different child. Can he share? Can the first person say, listen, I give you the idea, give me 50%. Yeah, okay. It's an interesting story, something to think about. I just saw it before. I never heard this story, but I just saw it now in this new Sefer of Chaim Kanievsky. So, okay. Abayisai, we are learning the halachas of Birkas, of Yoytze Oir. So interesting halachas. This week in Mitzvah, the plan is, besides the fact of learning the we're going to shortly going to complete the brachas of Kiyas Shema, we're going to be learning the halachas of Shema as well. About the diktukim of Kiyas Shema, and when are you Yoytze, when are you Yoytze. We're going to talk also about Mitzvah Tzichas Kavanah a little bit. So there's a busy week ahead of us with some many very, very important halachas indeed. Okay, well, Simon Nun Tessim, Dalet Rabbeinu, this is the halacha. Birkas Yoytze Or, I think we may have touched on this last week. So Simon Nun Tessiv Dalet. That you could say it, but you should say it with a Shliach Tzibu Benachas. There's various opinions about this in the Gemara, that's what he's referring to. You should say it slowly, and you should say it together with the Shliach Tzibu, the brachas of Yoytze Oyer, both by, and by Arvis also, you should say the brachas together with the Shliach Tzibu. The Ramos says, and that's going to be important in a later context, Ve'imale Saim Koidim Shisam Shliach Tzibu, if you say the bracha, brachat Hashem Yoytze Ma'oyrois, you could say with the chazan, just say it a little bit before him, finish the bracha that little split second before the chazan, so that enables you to say amen when the chazan says the bracha a second later. Because if you complete it simultaneously with the chazan, then you can't say amen, because it appears as if you're saying amen to your own bracha. Therefore, it's a good idea to finish it a little bit before the chazan. You say, brachat Hashem Yoytze Ma'oyrois, chazan says it a second later, and then you can say amen. But if you've finish the same time than him, you can't say amen. You could say it quietly. Quietly. Yeah, so what this comes le'afuke, this is machlokes in the Gemara, I don't want to go into great detail, because there is opinions in the Gemara say that you should, that the Shliach Tzibu should be moitziyu. So he says, no, don't rely on the Shliach Tzibu being moitziyu. You should say it yourself, but say it quietly. We will get to that. That's going to be much next in the next halacha. Miu imlo yomra. If you didn't say it, rak shomam shliach tzibu. If you didn't say it yourself, and rather you had the shliach tzibu being moitzi you, yotzi still yotzi b'diavad. The brachas elu shliach tzibu moitzi ayicho yochid avol pishu baki. So that yes, we just said you should say it quietly yourself. However, if you decide today, I don't fancy saying it, I want the Shliach Tzibu to be moitzi me, it is okay. It is possible for the Shliach Tzibu to be moitzi you with those brachas. Even though you are baki and you are able to say the brachas, there is lahalocha and a heter for you to be moitzi Shliach Tzibu. Miu, ein Shliach Tzibu moitzi ayochid bepochs masorah, there is an opinion in the Gemara that says, it can only be moitzi, Shliach Tzibu can only be moitzi if there's a full minion, and it should be choshish for that. In other words, if there's no minion and there's a Shliach Tzibu, you have to ensure to say the brachas yourself. However, if there's a full minion and the Shliach Tzibu says the brachas, and you can't be bothered saying it today, you can't be yoitzi through the Shliach Tzibu. You have to say every word. You have to say every word, yeah. You'd have to say the bracha, of the actual bracha. Yes, correct. Now, says the continues the Shulchan Aruch, and that's what you're referring to. V'lo yane omein achasim aboicha be'amo Yisrael be'avo mishum da'ave hefsuk. So what the Shulchan Aruch is now saying, it's an interesting, and I Shliach Tzibu says as follows. The Mishnah Berurah says as follows. The we end off just before we say Shema. Just before we say Shema, we say Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Samo Yisrael be'avo. So, as we know, now, in reality, this is a bracha. Baruch Ato Hashem, HaBoicha Ba'amo Yisrael Be'avo. So really, a bracha that you hear, that the chazan says a bracha, you should surely say, amen, to the bracha of a Shliach Tzibu. By the way, what about Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemoy? Zichonot. What about Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemoy? Yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah says earlier, from Baruch onwards, you don't say any Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemoy at any instance. That's important to know that. From Baruch onwards, you don't say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemoy. So even if you hear Baruch, you don't say whatever the Baruch may be, you don't. So anyway, here, Baruch Atah Hashem, Amavor, Haboichev, Amo Yisrael Be'avo. So what about Omei? So the Shulchan Aruch says, no, you don't say Omein, because this is a hefsek. This bracha is like we know, like we know, that there is a rule that you don't interrupt between the bracha and the mitzvah, such as, for instance, when? Overlas Yosan, when do we find Overlas Yosan? Of course, Nitzel Yosan, or Bidikas Chometz, Chilas Matzah, Megillas Tefillin, whatever it is. There's a rule of Overlas Yosan, Gemara Psochim, other places. Whenever you make a bracha, you fulfill the mitzvah straight away without interruption. So here also, Haboicher, Bamashal Babo is also, in a way, a bracha relating to Shema. Therefore, you may not, and you cannot, says the Shulchan Aruch, interrupt by saying, Omein, you said the bracha, now the Chazan says the bracha. You can't say Omein now between the bracha and Shema. You have to go straight from the bracha into the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Very good, very good. I'm just you're right. I'm just explaining at this point the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says you can't interrupt. Yeah, correct. Because you are the one davening, so you may not interrupt. Yeah, of course. If you're hearing somebody else saying the bracha and you are in the middle of, So the Shulchan Aruch says, and I'm going to read the words of the Mishnah Moreh of Kotnuch of Dalat Av Hefsek, Ben Kriya Shema, between Kriya Shema La Bracha to the Bracha, Kmo She Osu La Hefsek, just like you're not allowed to interrupt, Ben Kold of a Mitzvah, any Mitzvah, Oy Hano, or any enjoyment for that matter, Shemavoch in the Lov La Bracha Shelefon, when you say Shakol Nir Bidvoroi, you have your tea straight away, you're not allowed to have interrupt. So he also, you may not interrupt between the Bracha, Shema straight away. Okay. Now, the Rama, there's now a hidden Rama over here. Because what do we actually do? Is that what we do?
We wait.
What do we do? There's no shayla. Very good. So there is over here a bit of a hidden kind of machloikas. The Rama says the following words. V'ayin lekamon simen samach aleph. These are the words the Rama says. Ayin lekamon simen samach aleph. There, Mishtabu, what's in samach aleph? What's there? So if you look in Sivkot and Chofen, Mishtabu, it says as follows. Simen samach aleph, Besiv Gimel Ba'agob. The Shamnis by over there is explained. The Gamba Vyekas Habayich HaMinig Lesayim Koydim HaShatz V'lanois Omein Ach HaShatz. The Rama, the Ashkenazim, hold. They disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. They say, no, what are you talking about? You can say Amen after the bracha. The reason being, what you said before, it's not because of mitzvahs. It's not the bracha. Bracha to Hashem Elokei Melech Olam. Asher Kiddushonu b'mitzvah Yisrael v'tzivonu likroi es Shema. It's not that kind of bracha. It's not really, strictly speaking, it's not a bracha on saying Shema. It's not. So therefore, you can interrupt. The Rama says you can interrupt and say Amen between the bracha and Shema. Rama disagrees. So we've got a machloek between Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. Shulchan Aruch says you may not interrupt. There's no Amen. You cannot interrupt. The Rama says you can say Amen. So what do we do now? We've got a shtick problem.
When he says you can, is he saying it's best to?
Probably yes. The Rama says you should. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm skipping a few lines. I'm ba'choydim shetakti kulon es divah ramol adina dim siyem birkas aboyche koydim shliach tzibur yeshlanos omen achash shliach tzibur. Ramo says the name of the achoydim, you should say omen. Is that what we do? Is that what we do? No. What do we do? Yeah. So here what the Mishnah Berurah says. This is a recent... Okay, I'm going to get to that in a minute. The Mishnah Berurah continues. The best way to do it is she'esayim b'shovim ha'shliach tzibu. You should complete together simultaneously with the shliach tzibu. V'lo yitzdach lano is omen achav. And you don't need to say omen after that. Mishnah Berurah just finished off. I'm going to finish off the line. Ayim b'dayach chayim. Shkosav dayin lano is omen. Do not say omen. Any other bracha, don't say omen. Ben avarab l'shma. Any other brachas you can't say amen. It's just this particular kibbutz. So the boy said, we've got to be, let's just get this clear. Shulchan Aruch says, you don't say amen before Shema. You don't say Shema. Rama says, you do say Shema. The Mishnah says, oh, I've got a great idea. Do you know what we're going to do? You're going to say it together with the Shliach Tzibur, and therefore you avoid any problems. I think that's become pretty much the... No?
I do hear sometimes people
answer. Yeah, I think generally speaking... would you say that's the minhag nowadays? I think very much in line with the Mishnah Berurah's... Absolutely, very good. Yeah, thank you for... Yeah. Pardon?
Yeah, the certain person's brother always says amen very loudly.
The reality is as follows. I believe that the way we do it nowadays, the way that it's become such a general minig to say together with a chazan, I think that all comes from the Mishnah Berurah. This is, I think, what we call don't like that expression so much, but I think it's pretty much something that the Mishnah Berurah really introduced. It's because we are accustomed to go with the Mishnah Berurah's psak, and that's why many shuls have established in a... I didn't look into it, but I looked once up in a... somebody did a bit of research in that matter, and he claims that before the war, and before the Mishnah Berurah published this, it was quite common. It was quite... the common minhag was, in many, many places, to actually look... to do like the Rama. The Rama says, you say Amen. And therefore, the minhag was in many places to say Amen in line with the Rama. And in some places, indeed, this is still the minhag. Yeah, I think that the Yekkes still have that minhag, and I think other communities still as well. Certainly, somebody who does say Amen, he's coming from the Rama. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not like a kasha, you know. He keeps the Rama. Yeah. Okay. But yes, again, if you are the Shliach Tzibur and you want to do like the Mishnah Berurah, you just say the Baruch Halad with everybody else. So that's not a problem. I know what you mean, and it also sometimes bothers me. Yeah, I know what you mean, but there's no real problem of hefsek at that stage. You can stretch out Avarab as long as you want, as long as there's no problem of hefsek there. There's no problem of interruption. The problem of interruption is going to be after the bracha. Throughout Avra, but there's no problem really. Okay, we continue. Say, hey, im tov because you it's open in shtoch lamud achetachtu. What happens if, in very unfortunate circumstances, the shliach tzibur, he has a massive crisis, chas v'shalom, or whatever it is, and he cannot continue. Chazan cannot continue. You have to replace him. A sub. So im tov because you it's oyer, if you made a mistake and he can't continue, bevinyan shtoch lamud achetachtu, somebody else got to replace him. Im tom kedusha ve'elech, if the mistake happened from kedusha onwards, ena sheni tzorich la'aschil emokim sheposak, you can just continue from where he stopped. Da'ainu shemaschil mekedusha ve'elech, the Gemara says from kedusha onwards, you can just continue. Im tom kodim kedusha, but if the mistake or the mishap happened before kedusha tzorich la'aschil b'rosh, you should start again from the beginning. In other words, from the bracha straight after Baruch Hu. This is what the Gemara paskens. And we continue with Simon Samach. Rabbi said, "Din birka brachas lekiyas Shema." I think there was maybe one mishnah which I wanted to still point out. No, that's later. Okay, birka lekiyas Shema. Im tzorich kavona brachas shnia avos oylam. The next bracha after yotze oyer is avos oylam. Is that what we say? Avos oylam. Yeah, so yesh oyim avaraba. The Rama says, "Our minig is avaraba." V'chein noegin b'chol Ashkenaz. That's the minig in the entire Germanic Ashkenazish countries. We say avaraba, but I think that the Sfardim avatolam. I think it's Sfard as well. Ve'eino pesechus bevoruch. Have you noticed whichever nusach you go with, avaraba doesn't start with a bracha? Why not? Why does Avraham not start with a bracha? It surely is a bracha. So, you see over here, Avraham finished the bracha, it doesn't start with a bracha. You'd expected it to have its own bracha. Why not? Smuch lechaverto. So, see, Yotzama Oros, if he finishes, there's a bracha here. Avraham should have its own bracha. Why doesn't it have its own bracha? So, the Shulchan Aruch explains. It doesn't start with Baruch. Avraham doesn't start with Baruch. It's connected to Yotzoy. So, what that means is that it's smucha, in other words, or smucha being this context means that it's a bracha, it's a long bracha. In other words, it's a bracha that has it starts with a bracha, and then it continues into that extension, and it finishes with a bracha at the end. So it's a kind of two paragraph bracha. And it's connected to earlier bracha. Vim poiteres bebirkas atoira in leel simon memzain. We discussed in simon memzain as to whether you can be yoitze with the bracha of Avarabo. If you can be yoitze, the bracha of birkas atoira, which we normally recite in the morning. Now this is all a discussion read in simon samach zain as to whether Avarabo is a bracha because yoitze. We said that actually yes, you can. Surely if you kavona, you can be yoitze if a person failed to say birkas atoira in the morning. You can be yoitze with Avarabo later. Yeah. Safe base, gentlemen, is the following halacha. What happens if a person said Shema without the bracha? A yotze. If you say Shema without the brachas beforehand, a yotze. Yes? What happens? Okay, good. Now the opposite case. You're right. Of course, you're right. What happens in the opposite case? What happens if a person said Shema and he, for some reason, he didn't say the brachas beforehand? Will be an example for that.
It's late. It's late for time.
Very good.
This is at the brachas.
Yeah, very good example. Somebody literally woke up 3 minutes before Sovzman. Literally. So he's now quickly saying Shema now. Now it's after the Zman. Can you still say the brachas now after being yotze the mitzvah of Shema? Pardon? You can say the brachas without fulfilling the mitzvah of Shema?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's what
we do. Who says that's what we do? You could argue that no, we don't go late after the second Zman. We do sometimes. Yeah, we do sometimes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, is it not l'chatchila? So is there a problem with it? And if not, why not? Why is it? I understand you can say Shema without the brachas. I hear that. But the question is, why can you once you've said Shema, how can you say the brachas? We've just learned that the brachas are connected to Shema. So how can I say the brachas without Shema?
You said the Shema with the afterwards again.
I should say again, but I've been yoitz to the mitzvah already. So what's the point?
And even more so, after
I've been yoitz to the mitzvah. The seder of davening. Smicha gold of the tefillah is after that. Okay, but you're saying there's a structure. You're saying there's a structure and you can still connect. No, but I've messed up the structure anyway because I've said Shema already.
That's because you lost everyone.
Okay, okay.
You say the brachas after Sosaman Shema.
Why?
That's what we do.
Here. We do? Why?
Why don't we do that?
Okay, so let's ask that question.
Why can we do that? The curfew, so to speak, for Birkas Krishma is Katsas Yoyim. Why would you love Mr.
Okay, very good. I always said this is going to get clarity. Let's get clarity now on this. It's very, very interesting. See, base korak yashma b'loy brocha. If a person said Shema without its relevant brochas, yotze dechov as kiyashma. Of course. You are yotze Shema without the brochas. Right? We know this from where do we know this from? We know this from. Yeah, I know, but from other mitzvahs as well. You're right, of course. Yeah, but I'm saying that you can be yotze. If I shake the lulav without saying al netilas lulav, I'm still yotze. If I eat a matzah without the brocha, I'm still yotze matzah. It's not great. It's not what you should do. But of course, but you're yotze the mitzvah without saying the brocha. Okay.
But there you're still in the Zaman.
That's a Birkas HaMetzvah.
You're still in the Zaman. Here you're saying brachas out of the Zaman and you're still good.
So you're asking how does that work?
Yeah.
Good. The Shulchan Aruch, let's address that.
This isn't Birkas HaMetzvah.
You're very good, even more so. Yeah, I'm going to get to that point. Now, the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, and that's a really key information, that you can, after saying Shema, you can still say the brachas. You can even say the brachas without Shema. Venirali, however, says the Shulchan Aruch, I think it's better if you can, if it's possible and feasible, to say Shema afterwards again, Ima brachas with the brachas. So, in principle, you can say standalone brachas. It works. You can say the brachas without Shema. You've done Shema before? Great. You want to say brachas now? Fine. Shulchan Aruch says, if you can, say Shema afterwards again. Question is, what's the point? What's the point of saying Shema again if you've been Yotzer? I've said Shema in its man, and I have a Yotz, and everything is great. Now I want to say the brachas, because I still have to say Shema and Esa, whatever. So you should now say the regular Seder. Yotz Oyer, Avarabe, Shema, and you continue Shema and Esa, etc. Everything. As if you have not been Yotz Shema.
Basically, it's trying to get Shema as early as possible.
Yeah, so you say Shema, ASAP, and afterwards you can...